1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. On Capitol Hill today, special counsel Robert Herr, who determined that no charges were warranted after classified documents were found at President Biden's Wilmington, Delaware home. In Washington, here's ABC White House correspondent Karen Travers.
During his interview with special counsel Robert Herr, President Biden repeatedly insisted he never intentionally kept classified material and that if he had found them, he would have returned them. He told the special counsel, quote, "I had no purpose for them, and I think it would be inappropriate for me to keep clearly classified documents." The president did, however, admit to keeping personal notes from his time as vice president, saying, quote, "They're my notes and they're my property." Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
An aid ship loaded with 200 tons of food headed for Gaza has set sail from Cyprus. World Food Kitchen gathered it. It's being transported by an aid group trying out the new opening of that sea corridor into Gaza. Three preschoolers and two adults all killed in a fiery crash in western Illinois after a semi collided with a school bus. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers wants another $125 million to help Wisconsin communities hit hardest by PFAS pollution. He says he plans to veto a Republican bill with that much money for PFAS cleanup, but he also says the bill strips too much enforcement power from regulators. The state Senate today is taking up a package of bills to make life safer for Wisconsin judges and justices. Washera County's Guy Dutcher is one of dozens of Wisconsin judges who've gotten death threats.
I was sitting in my office with an officer on either side of me with a fully automatic weapon, hearing the sirens that were screaming as the officers were intercepting him, thinking I really hadn't contemplated this as being part of the job description.
Dutcher speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Green Bay residents can learn more about possible boundary scenarios and the consolidation of several schools that will come with it today during public meetings that will be held at 12:15 p.m. and 6 p.m. at the Neville Public Museum Auditorium. District officials say the boundary adjustments and the school closings are necessary as Green Bay deals with declining enrollment numbers across the district. In Oshkosh, don't be alarmed or worried if you see a large police presence at the Evergreen Retirement Community today. Oshkosh police say they'll have a large training exercise, primarily inside of the retirement home, but there may be quite a few law enforcement vehicles on the premises, and there may be loud noises. People who aren't directly involved with the exercise are asked to follow directions and instructions from police or avoid the area altogether. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
NFL free agency continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers making moves in free agency. They signed Raiders running back Josh Jacobs to a four-year deal worth $48 million. On defense, they added Giants safety Xavier McKinney with a four-year contract worth $68 million. The Packers saying goodbye to running back Aaron Jones and left tackle David Bakhtiari. GM Brian Gutekunst releasing a statement thanking them both for their time in Green Bay. NBA, the Bucks wrap up their West Coast trip tonight against the Kings in Sacramento. Doc Rivers was asked,
"What do you think as far as being appointed in this position as the head coach of Milwaukee? What is your philosophy?"
"Well, the philosophy is win." "Yes." I mean, that's why you jump into something like this. But it was with the right group of guys. Honestly, again, I keep using the words adults, very mature, and at a place where they all want to win. If we can get it right, which I think we will, I believe that, then we're going to be very tough to beat.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be sunny and warm again today and just a little breezy at times. And with all that and all the dry stuff that's laying around out there, that we will have an elevated grassland fire risk again today. So keep that in mind and just be careful with fire today. Our high 69, wind will be southwest 10 to 20. Tonight down to 36. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
Hey, I got a question for you. You hate bending over to put on your shoes? Wish you could just put them on standing or sitting without ever having to touch them? If so, then I have the shoe for you. Introducing new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins. With new Skechers Slip-ins, you just step in and off you go. You don't even need to lace up. So how do Skechers Slip-ins work? Well, there's a special smooth comfort pillow in the heel that helps your foot slide right into place. So just step in them and go. Find new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins for the whole family at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Tuesday on Nightlight, I welcome entertainment reporter Rob Thomas for an Oscar wrap-up and comedian Roger Rittenhouse. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching...
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here and a good look at Tuesday morning. It is time for some March Madness, and let's talk to a man who has had another phenomenal season with the Rockets at the University of Toledo, the former pride of DePere High School, where he once scored 62 points in one high school game against Ashwaubenon, the pride of the Bulldogs of Minnesota Duluth, former head coach at your Fighting Phoenix,
right,
and now, once again, the regular season champion of the Mid-American Conference, ladies and gentlemen, Todd Kowalczyk.
Wow.
Good morning, Coach.
Gentlemen, great to hear from you.
You too.
Great to hear.
We miss you. Congrats on all your successes.
We miss you.
All right.
Todd, first of all, congratulations. Thanks. Another phenomenal regular season. I follow.
You're breaking up on me here.
Oh, can you hear me? You okay? Hello, hello, hello. You there, Todd?
Hello.
Hello. Are you there? Are you there, buddy? Hello. What's that? He's going to call you back.
We'll
Todd, he's going to call you right
we're
back.
We're going to call you right back,
Coach. Todd will call you right back. Or Todd will call you right back. Okay. Bad connection. We'll get it. By the way, did you know this? Michigan had two options. The state of Michigan, way back.
Mm-hmm.
They could either have Toledo.
Yeah.
Or they could have the UP.
I know.
They took the UP.
I know.
Good move or bad move?
Well, it's a good move for them,
yeah.
But bad move for us.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is that, 45 minutes?
But let's try it. You there, Todd?
I am here.
Beautiful. Right. Thanks. Thank you, buddy. Hey, first of all, congratulations. I follow you guys every week, watch every game. I was a little concerned. You guys got knocked off by Northern Illinois and fell a game back in the standings, but then won three in a row and took the title, right?
Yes, and it's the fourth straight outright title.
Wow.
Never been done before. Matter of fact, they're trying to clarify it today, but I was told yesterday the only current head coaches – that have ever won four straight outright championships, you know, in their career, not currently, but in a career, is Bill Self, Mark Few at Gonzaga, and the head coach at Vermont, John Becker, and myself.
Wow.
So pretty good company.
Wow. That's fantastic. That's truly fantastic. You know, I know you guys lost a lot of guys last year, one of them to the NBA or whatever.
Yeah.
These days in college basketball, what's that like? I mean, back in the days when you would recruit some kid, it's like you knew you had him for usually 5 years because you had a red shirt sometimes. Different ball game out there now, huh?
Yeah, you look at, you know, we should have two senior guards. We should have Ryan Rollins should be a senior. He's with the Milwaukee Bucks right now. And we should have Ray J. Dennis, who's, you know, all league in the Big 12 and the best player at Baylor. And back, you know, 5 years ago, those two guys would be with us right now, and that'd be a, I would think, a top 20 team in the country.
How do you deal with it?
I think you know, we haven't lost many guys, John, to the portal. We haven't. And it's because how we treat them, how we coach them. You know, you've been around me. I don't sit there and yell and scream and swear at them and MF them. I don't do that. I treat them with respect. We feed them really well. We coach them the right way. Our guys get better. We win. We stay close with the families. So I think if you treat them the right way, more times than not, you're going to retain them. Not always, but and sometimes having a guy leave here and there might be a good thing too. You look at last year, we had you know, when the all conference stuff came out, we had three of the top 10 players voted.
That's awesome.
Well, they all either graduated or left. This year, the awards are coming out tomorrow, but I've seen them. We have three of the top 10 players again, and they're different guys.
That's what I mean. It's a whole different lineup.
Yeah, different guys.
And that conference, I don't know if people know too much about the Mid-American Conference. Those road games, that's a tough road trip conference, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. Just a very, very competitive league, as every league is, but this is, of all the leagues I've been, you know, because there's not a whole lot that separates budgets and salaries.
Yep.
You know, facilities, stuff like that. It's a very competitive league. And you know, if you look at our record over time here, it's very good, especially the last 4 years. I think we're like 60-some and 10 in conference play. And, you know, even our road record is, I think, 28-7.
So what is the key in get? Because, I mean, do you get most – I mean, obviously – you know, and you and I used to talk about this quite a bit. You know, almost every team in the old Horizon League here is in a metropolitan area. And I always tell people, you know, you got to go on the road sometimes and, you know, read the local sports pages of the high school kids in like Cleveland and Detroit and UIC and Dayton, Ohio and Indianapolis and see what level of high school players there are in that community 5 minutes literally away from campus where –
yeah.
We've had some great athletes come up here over the last few years. Been not no question about, but nothing like they have in some of those metropolitan areas. Now you're kind of in an area like that where Detroit's not that far, Flint's not that far. That's got to be a little bit better feeling for you, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to stick up my chest here a little bit and you know, and talk about my son, you know, Race, who you talk about just leagues. I would argue with anybody. He plays in the Detroit Catholic League.
Oh, wow.
So St. John's here in Toledo and St. Francis in Toledo, Central Catholic, they belong to the Detroit Catholic League. I'll argue with anybody. That is the best league in the entire Midwest.
Yeah. Dearborn.
It's just unbelievable players, coaches. Now, Chicago is by far a better city than Detroit to recruit. It is. There's more players. But as far as leagues, you mentioned leagues. That league is, every team has 2-3 Division I players and really well coached and tradition. It's awesome going to those games. And I can double dip. I can go watch my son, but you know, lo and behold, I'm recruiting two guys in the other team.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the truth.
Coach, you know,
and by the way, this is Jim Schmidt.
We've met, and I just always appreciate what you did for the greater Green Bay. And it's, I said, we miss you, but you know, good people move on. Hey, we talked just how coaching, people want to coach, but it's different, right? I mean, has it changed a lot for you? And, you know, you've been at this, 20 years? You know, kids.
38 years, I think. 38 years.
Sorry, coach.
Hey, wait, we got a quick text here from Terry. It says, Coach K, a great guy. I remember when I schooled him and his brother Tim at Digger Van Derzen's Open Gyms at the old DePere High School. Good luck in the MAC tournament, Terry.
Pretty true.
But you, even the GB coach, when we had him on, it's just, it's more about the X's and O's. It's really being this mentor, this leader.
Absolutely.
Are you seeing a lot of that?
Yeah, people, you know, X's and O's is, you know, an important part of the job. But, you know, recruiting and mentorship and relationships and fundraising, all that is you spend more time doing that than you do X's and O's.
Yeah.
You know, but I think the biggest reason why we've had really good success over time is pretty clear to me. It's my assistant coaches, the staffs I've had. I've been very fortunate to hire really good people. Going back to Green Bay with Dale Race and Brian Wardle and, you know, John Harris and Jason Kelso, and then here at Toledo, I've had remarkable assistant coaches, remarkable. And that's why we've been able to sustain success and be, you know, one of the best programs. And the biggest key, John,
yeah,
without question, I got the hottest wife in coaching.
There you go. How did you get her, you know?
Yeah. Well, lo and behold, there was this radio guy, you know, for us at Green Bay, set me up on a blind date.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all.
Really?
Yes.
Mino did that?
Yes.
Yes, he did.
Yes,
I
did. He gets
100% credit for taking a ornery 39-year-old, you know, guy making the perfect life.
Yeah. Because we're working on Johnny's obituary. We want to talk. It's his highlights. So, all right, yeah. I'll make a note of that, Coach.
Yeah, she's first team all-conference.
All-American.
Absolutely. All right. That's cool. I didn't know that.
Hey, right. Coach, when you look back on the days here at Green Bay, and I enjoyed the hell out of it, you know, work with you and Dale and all the guys and everything like that. What do you look back on as the fun parts?
I think, you know, you and I and Dale having beers in my hotel suite the night before games is always special.
Yeah.
That to me is, you know, going down and beating Butler at Butler 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
When Butler was, let's face it, they went to two national championship games.
Yeah.
During that era. You know, things like that, you know, and then the relationships that I had a chance to develop with some unbelievable people in that community that I'm still very close to, you know, the Paul Andersons and the Chris Dimmers and Paul Clisters and Bob Wires and just some very, very good friends of mine to this day that I keep in touch with, and Kurt Vandenhuten, and have a chance to go back and spend time with.
You know, I think it was one of those things, though, too. Maybe it's because you were local, but there was such a fervent group of diehard fans that was almost like as soon as you came to town. And I think that helped elevate the program, because it was in that in-between time when, you know, okay, Green Bay was this great story in college basketball, playing at the old arena, and you know, small budgets. I mean, they were shoestring at times. And you guys were in that era where you had to go out. And if you want to compete, we're talking division. We're talking the highest level that there is in the world for amateur basketball. If you want to compete, you got to get some bucks. You got to get these people behind you. You got to do a lot of other things that maybe and God bless Dick Bennett. But those guys didn't really have to do back then. That was more X's and O's. Wouldn't you agree?
I would agree. You know, we had to do a lot of fundraising, you know, and I think Sundance is doing a really good job, But the fact of the matter is the budgets at Green Bay are not very good.
That's what I mean.
And I don't think they've, you know, relatively, they've gotten a lot better, but, you know, the salaries, like I remember I was ninth highest paid guy in that league, and we finished top three every year. And I don't say that disrespectfully. That's all they could afford.
Right. Yeah.
That's just how it was. And, you know, being a relatively small public institution with in a new public school, they were founded in the 60s. So you don't have people that was dying and leaving money.
No. Right.
You
know, no.
And so most of your donor base wasn't even alums.
Yeah.
They were just friends of our program and friends of mine.
And that's what I mean. That was really important for that time.
Yes.
It's the youngest university in the system, right? And you're right about there's just not that legacy yet. But they're building up. Like you, Sundance is getting out there, you know, and that's all part of raising money. And
Todd, can you stick around? We got to send you a super quick break.
Okay.
You got it.
Awesome. Thank you. Todd Kowalczyk, head basketball coach at Toledo, joining us. We'll be back in 1 minute.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor. Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, joined by Todd Kowalczyk, head basketball coach, University of Toledo, 4 years in a row winning the regular season championship. Well, Coach, how does it look heading into your playoffs? You moved to the semifinals right away, right? And then the finals?
No.
No? Okay.
No, we only eight teams go to the tournament. We don't do anything on host schools as far as home teams. So all the top eight teams go to Cleveland, and we play three games in 3 days. 9 through 12 get left home.
Wow. Okay.
Not even a chance.
So
yeah, which is a little unfortunate, but
well,
yeah, I angered a lot of the coaches in the league in our meetings and when this was proposed and said, guys, pretty simple rule: don't finish 9 through 12.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm okay with that. I really like that. That makes the regular season that much more important.
Let's cut to the chase. I like that.
So you guys had, where are you guys? Cleveland? Did you say?
We're in Cleveland, yeah, where the Cavaliers play. It is really a big-time tournament. They not to knock the Horizon League, but just a lot. It's just bigger time. Like you walk into an NBA locker room, they have their nameplates of our players in there. It's really, really well done versus going to home sites and double buys and triple buys and all that other crap. I mean, this is well done.
That's awesome. You know, I got to tell you something real quick here. You're mentioning those Butler games. And you know who I ran into at GB game the other night at the Crest was BMO.
Oh, yeah.
Brandon Morris.
Good man.
And yes, I told him, I said, BMO, you know what stands out to me the most whenever I hear your name? He goes, what? I said, at Butler, early in the game, and you came down and you looked your defender in the face and you just buried a three right in his face and you turned to me and you flexed your muscles.
Yeah,
and it's like, we're going to win this game. You remember that one?
Yeah, I sure do.
I think we gave their head coach a nickname that night. Remember?
Yeah, we did. I remember that nickname.
We did a lot of people. Every
time I see him, I think of that nickname.
We don't want to get a fine.
No,
so we'll
we don't.
Keep
we,
that,
we,
okay.
No, man, we had some fun. But Coach, what you know, you as a guy growing up with your dad as a coach who's tough, growing up with Dale Race in college who was tough, the type of coach you wanted to become versus the type of coach you are right now. Where is that? How does that all come together, all those ingredients?
Completely different. You can't coach like my dad did or Dale did. You can't. It's a different type of animal. It's a different kid. The game has changed. Basketball has changed. And it's in such a better place. It's so much more fluent in skills. And, you know, it's not a big value on back-to-the-basket post players. It's just a more exciting, fun brand of style of basketball. And to be honest, I think we've been ahead of the curve for that. You know, even when you were with us, John, we had, you know, Mike Shotton's and Ryan Tillman's could really shoot threes in their post players.
Yeah, it's 6'8".
Randy Berry's of the world and Mike King's, and that opens up the floor to, you know, have spacing and pace of play. And the NBA is evolved that way. And the NBA is better than it ever has been. And so is college basketball. And you know what? Coaches are better because of technology.
Yeah, that's true, isn't it? I mean, it's become so technical with the scouting and everything.
Yeah, when I first got to Green Bay, I had two full-time assistants and one part-time person. That's all we had.
Yeah.
You know, and now I got five assistant coaches.
Wow.
Five.
Wow.
Times have changed. Technology has changed. The software, the updates, and all that stuff, the analytics. We didn't have that when I was coaching at Green Bay, 15 years ago.
I know. I want to get back to something you said earlier in the interview. You talk about the game has changed, technology, and you treat the players a little bit different, but you treat your assistant coaches a little bit different too. I mean, you just elevated them. That makes for a really good leader. I mean, your leadership skills are, to give all the credit to your coaches, and it's you that's the head guy, but that has to change too, right? Because sometimes you guys, the assistants would get beat up on a little bit, and now you're just...
Oh,
you're,
yeah.
I think that's great.
My assistant coaches love each other. They have fun in the office. We smile, we laugh, we tell jokes, we bust on each other. But my biggest job is to help them move from Toledo. I take pride in that. I take pride in that. I really helped Brian Warwick get the job at Green Bay. I take pride in, you know, DeAndre Haynes is at Marquette. He's one of my guys. And, Ryan Peden, the head coach at Illinois State, is one of my guys. I got one right now that I'm trying to push for a job in the Horizon League. He would be phenomenal. So it's really my job is to, you know, give and empower them, give them a lot of power, and then help them move out of here because they want to be head coaches. And, you know, they need to move from here to be head coaches.
Yeah, but I'd say it wasn't always that way. You know, I mean, yeah, I think
with
that's
coaches,
just,
no, right. they'd almost look at it as a sign of, you know, you're not loyal to me if you want to go someplace else.
Yeah, that's great that you help these guys.
I agree.
Cool.
So, Coach, I got to ask you one thing. You still have my cell number, right? Because I texted you.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Because I keep looking and thinking, when am I getting that call? Because he's talked about me being a head recruiter.
Coach, call me first.
It's changed. You know, there was a time, Jim, a few years ago that I was really considered hiring John because the you know, we needed to have a bag man.
There you go.
In recruiting. You had to have someone that was going to go out and cheat for you. And John would be a great bag man.
And now we're talking a job.
But now bag man's it's legal to give guys money.
Yeah. That's true.
There are no rules. So John, I'm sorry you're out.
Yeah, you're right. It's all above board now.
Yeah, John John can't work.
But Coach, who would win over the moms better than me the first time I'd have an in-house. Tell them how I would do it.
Well, I think it's to the point now that grandma's. <Let's be honest.
laughs> True that. That is.
tell them what my catchphrase was, Coach, to win them over.
Yeah. Well, you had it. I know that.
Were you a homecoming? Was your mom a homecoming queen?
He did say that. He did say that to Richard. Oh, yeah. Repeat that. I remember that.
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, I got a question for you. Yeah, man. Was your mom homecoming queen in high school?
They didn't see through that.
Why?
Oh my
mom,
God.
Were you homecoming queen?
I remember that. You should have been. The true story. He did say that to recruit. Remember that. That
is. Gotta do what you gotta do.
Was that guy in Leave It to Beaver? That's
yeah, Wally Haskell. Eddie Haskell.
Eddie.
Same thing. Well, Coach Kowalczyk, we'll let you go, buddy. Yeah. We sure enjoyed having you on.
This is great.
I'm following your success every game and watching from afar. So can you just give us an update again, what the schedule looks like from here on out?
Well, we play Thursday morning at 11 a.m. is the number one seed. If we win, we play at 4:30 on Friday and then 7:30 for the championship on Saturday.
Outstanding.
Cool. And one quick shout out to that community. First of all, so much appreciate what they did for my family. But please support Sundance. He's working his tail off.
Yes.
Get out and watch those games. Get that program back where it needs to be.
Yeah, that's great. We were there the other night.
Oh, yeah, we go. We're season ticket holders. I love the energy he's bringing to the community. I mean, I'm sure the team, but he's just one of the good guys like you. And we're just really proud to have him here.
Yeah, and Kevin, of course, just keeps cruising. You know, Kevin.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, so, yeah. Nothing changes there.
No. Well, Coach, do me a favor. Please tell your entire family. I think the world of them, and I miss them. And best of luck this week.
Same to you. See you guys.
Thank you, buddy. Take care. Todd Kowalczyk joining us from the University of Toledo, heading into their conference tournament as the number one seed for the fourth year in a row. That's pretty amazing.
Good guy to work for.
We had so much fun. It was. There's so many stories we can't tell. But we just had lots and lots of fun. One of the most enjoyable things I've ever done. When we come back, Brandon Kennard will be joining us. Brandon, sports director at NBC 26. More Packer moves are happening as we speak. We'll update you and try to delve a little bit deeper into this as soon as we come back. Mind on the Mayor, back after this. Reputations changeable, situations terrible. But baby, you're adorable.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Leaders at the UW-Milwaukee say losing federal pandemic money is the reason why they're closing their two-year branch campus in Waukesha. Chancellor Mark Moan says the cost of operations is going up, but revenue has been cut in half. Waukesha will be the fifth two-year branch campus to close in Wisconsin at the end of the spring semester next year. People with immune deficiencies and long COVID say they're unhappy with new federal recommendations. People who now test positive for coronavirus no longer have to isolate. Advocates say the CDC is abandoning its mission to protect Americans' health.
We don't want anybody else to have to go through what we're going through. Millions of people are just sucker punched right now by these recommendations.
Kristen Urquiza is with the advocacy group Marked by COVID. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Richard Sacca is convicted of two counts of first-degree intentional homicide for the deaths of Rhonda Seleski and Paula O'Connor in Green Bay in early 2023. The criminal complaint says he admitted to killing the women because he felt humiliated by them. Sacca faces two mandatory life prison terms when sentenced on May 20th. The average gas price in Wisconsin today is about $3.22, down 9 cents a gallon from last week. According to Gas Buddy, the price for a gallon of gas in Green Bay ranges from $3.14 to $3.19, while the price in Oshkosh ranges from $3.14 to $3.17. Gas prices in Appleton average $3.22 per gallon. Gas prices surged by about 30 cents a gallon last week as a result of the change to summer blends, low supply, and rising demand that comes with warmer weather. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
NFL free agency continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers making moves in free agency. They signed Raiders running back Josh Jacobs to a four-year deal worth $48 million. On defense, they added Giants safety Xavier McKinney with a four-year contract worth $68 million. The Packers saying goodbye to running back Aaron Jones and left tackle David Bakhtiari. GM Brian Gutekunst releasing a statement thanking them both for their time in Green Bay. NBA, the Bucks wrap up their West Coast trip tonight against the Kings in Sacramento. Doc Rivers was asked,
what do you think as far as being appointed in this position as the head coach of Milwaukee, what is your philosophy?
Well, the philosophy is win. Yes. I mean, that's why you jump into something like this. But it was with the right group of guys, honestly. Again, I keep using the words adults, very mature, and at a place where they all want to win. If we can get it right, which I think we will, I believe that, then we're going to be very tough to beat.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be sunny and warm again today and just a little breezy at times. And with all that and all the dry stuff that's laying around out there, that we will have an elevated grassland fire risk again today. So keep that in mind and just be careful with fire today. Our high 69, wind will be southwest 10 to 20. Tonight down to 36. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now, I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on Tuesday morning. Special thanks to Coach Todd Kowalczyk for joining us. talking about his great team down there once again at the University of Toledo right now. Let's switch sports. Let's talk a little Green Bay Packer football. Brandon Kinnard, sports director, NBC 26, joining us. Brandon, this stuff is changing hour by hour these days, huh?
Yeah, free agency is a wild time. You got to be pretty much glued to Twitter or X or whatever it's called these days and just try to stay updated, man.
Not every one of these moves is sitting real well with the fans. But like Marv Levy used to say, you start listening to the fans, you'll be sitting with the fans. So they got
to
do...
Sorry, Chip. Are you trying to tell me people didn't want to see Aaron Jones go to Minnesota?
Wow.
What do you think about this, Brandon? What led to it? Because it doesn't seem like the money is any better in Minnesota than it was in Green Bay.
Yeah, he was, by all accounts, asked to take about a 50% pay cut in Green Bay, which would have put him at around $6 million, goes to Minnesota for $7 million. Now, I know that's a number that doesn't seem like a lot, but... that is $1 million we're talking about. So still a big difference in money when you actually step back and think about it. But yeah, man, I mean, that was surprising because this is a guy who obviously was playing well at the end of the year. But I mean, less than 2 months ago, about 6 weeks ago, Brian Gutekunst himself called him the heartbeat of the team.
Right.
So to let a guy like that walk and then stay in the division, a little bit surprising, but he is 29 years old. With the way the running back market works and the way that position is viewed now, at that same point, it's not surprising because he's going to turn 30 next December. Probably not a guy who is, he's definitely not on the front side of his career. His career is winding down, you would think. I think he's still got a couple good years left in him, but, they went younger at that position after the talks broke down last week.
But Brandon, I know you know more than I do about this, but as an outside observer, $1 million is not a lot of money, right? 6 to 7. It's to him it might be, but to the Packers, what is the salary now? What, 255? How much can they spend?
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't.
That's not a lot of money.
Yeah, that they didn't work with a little bit more, Brandon.
And they signed up to a 1 year. And as I was telling Johnny earlier when we got here this morning, I'm surprised the Packers are making so many moves when they were one game away from the Super Bowl. Like, I would kind of keep the band together thinking maybe make a one move, but I mean, coaches and players and now star players, and their goal is to win the Super Bowl. So, next year I would think, right? And this isn't long-term stuff. This is like next year we got to win. We're that close.
Yeah. I mean, I think the Super Bowl window is right now. Right. I've been saying that since the end of the season. That's kind of my thought process when they lost is everyone was like, oh, it's a young team. They did better than we expected, which is true. But at the same time, you don't get opportunities to be, a quarter away from the NFC Championship every single year. That was a missed opportunity for them when they let that game slip away in San Francisco. So, I mean, I don't necessarily view these as massive changes. I know on the surface, the Aaron Jones thing stings and is shocking, but that's just kind of the nature of the running back spot right now. It's trending younger. You're unwilling to give big money to older players. The Josh Jacobs deal, they signed him in, bring him in from Vegas. I mean, that's a guy who won a rushing title, led the league in rushing 2 years ago. And you look at the numbers of 4 years, $48 million. They're paying him more this year than they would have paid Aaron Jones. But it's essentially a one-year deal, and then they have outs in the contract after that. So it's not like they invested a ton into Josh Jacobs. So I mean, I don't know if I view these as major changes. The Aaron Jones one, as I said, can be a little bit shocking, but I think they've done some good things. The Xavier McKinney signing on the defensive side, I think, is an outstanding signing at a very much a position of need at safety. So you could definitely criticize what they've done so far. But at the same time, I think Brian Gutekunst, at least with me, has built up enough trust. I think he's done a good enough job that I'm going to trust the moves he makes. And, we'll see how these work out next fall.
Let me ask. Okay, so those are the players. Again, you're one game away from the Super Bowl. Some of the coaching changes, you okay with all that?
Yeah, I think Joe Barry had to go. I think the writing was on the wall for him after Baker Mayfield came in and put up a perfect passer rating and the Buccaneers beat the Packers. I mean, Matt LaFleur didn't say it at the time, but you kind of got the sense that they were going to stick with him till the end of the season and then make the change there. So you can question the hire of Jeff Hafley, a guy who doesn't have a ton of NFL experience, at least recently, coming from the college ranks. But I think that was a move that was a few I don't want to say a few years in the making, but Joe Barry has had his flaws since the moment he walked in the door in Green Bay. And I think that that was a long time coming. So, yeah, I'm definitely okay with the defensive coordinator change.
You know, Brandon, one of the other things, though, too, is we're, you know, like Jim said, we were talking, I mean, they were literally a play, you know, if Savage held on to that one pass early in the ball game, if he had filled the hole against McCaffrey, I mean, they were so good. If that field goal had gone through from Carlson, I mean, they really were so close that I will say this, too. I'm surprised that they didn't say, okay, we were one play away, a couple plays away. Jones is kind of the heartbeat of this team. What he brings to the table, what he brings, you know, on game day, I still think he's one of the elite running backs in the NFL. And I just thought that window would be open for one more year.
Right.
But you know what it kind of reminds me of a little bit? What the Vikings did with Dalvin Cook when they let him walk after he had had some tremendous seasons. And, man, he didn't do a thing with the Jets. You know, so it is a weird thing with running backs. I can't think of any position in all of sports where you can go from, boom, you're this mega star to you're just another guy named Joe in such a short time.
It definitely isn't what it used to be, is it?
I mean, the
tread falls off the tires pretty quickly these days, it seems. And that's another thing with Jones. Again, he hasn't been used a ton throughout his career. I mean, you go back to the Mike McCarthy days when people were saying, why isn't Aaron Jones getting the ball more, right? Those 2 years that Mike McCarthy coached him. And I almost think that that benefited him long-term in his career because he didn't get that usage early on, was still a little bit fresher later in his career. But you look at a guy who's battled multiple injuries the last couple of years, missed a ton of time last year with the hamstring. I think you make a great point there, John. It can go pretty quickly. And the Packers, their philosophy has always been you move on from a guy a year too early rather than a year too late. And they've been right more often than they've been wrong.
That is true. That I you can't argue that. But right now we're still a little upset. What Johnny and I were talking.
I understand. I am too. Professionally, obviously, you know, I've got a job to do. But everyone says that Aaron Jones is an amazing human being, and I'm going to miss seeing him around that locker room.
And I want to talk about that just for a second. Johnny and I were talking earlier, just the character of the players in Green Bay. They just seem to be more of a good neighbor than some other players, right, in the league. And Aaron Jones checked those boxes. I just think he was a good community guy. And I don't know that people coming in, how much they vet these people on. Obviously, they bet them on their talent, but, you know, are you going to get involved in the community? You're going to be, you know, helping us build playgrounds and working at the homeless shelter. And I just think Aaron Jones did a lot of those things. So I just hope that we replace the talent and the person.
You know, I can only think of one weird guy over the last or during this reign, I guess, of Packer. Who is the guy? Was it Brandon Marshall where he said he slept in the locker room, or who was it? Remember that, Brandon?
I don't. I'm drawing a blank. Martellus Bennett.
Martellus Bennett. He was the last of the strange guys, I thought. What did you think?
Yeah, I wasn't really covering the team that closely at that time, but certainly, you know, followed him my entire life. That I'll just say that's a signing that didn't work out on or off the field. Yeah. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, exactly. You know, another thing, though, in free agency here, and Jim asked this question, or we talked about it here on the air, about, you know, in vetting and everything. It seems like college players are vetted a lot more. I mean, once you're in the NFL these days, your life is an open book. You don't really have to dig too deep. I mean, social media and whatever, you're pretty much, you know, there's nobody that can really hide who they are anymore. But it's the guys in college, it seems like, they don't want to miss on. Would you agree?
Yeah, I think you have to put a lot more time into getting to know those players. And that's what you see that at the combine. That's largely what that's for is, you know, we pay attention to the on-field testing and things like that. But what the teams really care about is sitting down with players that they're interested in and getting to know them as people. And then once you're in the league, I think the NFL, when you're in the NFL, is such a small circle. You just have to make one phone call to, you know, Xavier McKinney's coming over. So you make one phone call to someone that you know at the Giants or someone that knows him and say, hey, what's this guy like? And someone will tell you. When they're coming out of college, I think it can be a little bit different. So, yeah, I think you're definitely onto something there. And that is something that the Packers have long emphasized, is especially to be in a small community like this, I think they really value guys who love football. Because if you're coming to this city, you better love football. In large part because, you know, not as much to do here as there is in some of the other places like a Miami or an L.A. or New York. So I think that they really value players who are all about balls. And Matt LaFleur has said that, you know, on the record in the past.
And one more thing, the saga of David Bakhtiari has come to an end.
It has. That was a no-brainer. You know, a guy, he's played 13 games in the last three seasons. The move saves you over $20 million in salary cap space. So it's tough to step back and think about the way that it ended. I mean, I still think they win the Super Bowl that year, the 2020 year that he got hurt, if he stays healthy, because that's the NFC Championship when they played the Buccaneers in that fourth quarter. Tampa was all over Aaron Rodgers, pressure coming from every single direction. I think if he's there to protect the blind side, that game probably plays out and finishes a little bit differently. And then it just all fell apart after that. Couldn't stay healthy. He's had five knee surgeries in the last 4 years. You feel for the guy, the way that one freak injury in practice in December of 2020 really changed the course of his career, maybe changed the course of Packers history. But a move that at this point, like I said, was a no-brainer, had to be made, frees up a lot of space. But you know, I look for them to attack the offensive line in the draft, definitely, because there's not a whole lot of depth there right now. I think Rashid Walker, who played left tackle last season for the majority of the season, is probably your guy at that position going in. But they're going to need to shore up some depth in some of the other spots for sure.
You know, it'd be interesting. Tanner Bordellini kind of really opened some eyes at the combine. We had him on here last week. The one thing about him, he's not real big at 304, but is he versatile?
Yeah, the athletic numbers were some of the best ever. For an offensive lineman. And you look at Josh Myers at center, hasn't been terrific. You know, you got some open spots at guard, certainly at right guard, and he can play maybe all three of those interior positions. It'd be interesting if that's the guy they target, you know, the hometown kid, Kewaunee native, coming to Green Bay. I know that's a story we all love, but it often doesn't work out like that, where they draft those. I can think of twice they've drafted Badgers in my time covering the team, at least in recent years, Jared Aberderis and Vince Beagle. Maybe I'm forgetting one, but doesn't happen often, but man, it'd be fun.
And I don't mean to be, you know, reinventing history here, but the night that Watt was still available, it's like, oh, you got to be kidding me. What don't you want with this guy?
We're never going to stop talking about that one.
No.
They traded Jay Watt for Kevin King and Vince Beagle, essentially, was the trick they made. And that was the wrong move to Ted Thompson, by Ted Thompson. Great general manager. May he rest in peace. But that is definitely one that he missed on.
But, Brandon, we were talking about earlier the combine and how well he did on the speed and these other things. He talked about those interviews, and they really do. I don't. I'm not saying they dig deep, but they.
One of the questions was, how many basketballs do you think you could fit in a school bus?
Love hearing those stories.
Right.
Of, you know, just crazy things. One of the common ones this year, I think, was like, could you land a plane in an emergency if something happened to the pilot, or you know, like things like that. But how would you handle a situation? Like really off the wall questions.
But he is really a good kid, and he was very comfortable in those interviews. So I think that's nice. I think that's great that the teams look past, well, not past, but they. Look at the character of the person as well as their.
Well, you know, I read another one ability. Too, though. A quarterback said one of the. This wasn't this year, different year. It said, "Could you kill an animal with your bare hands?" And he's thinking to himself, "Okay, if I was a linebacker, should I answer it one way versus being a quarterback? I'm not sure what the right answer is.
What
are they looking for?
Yeah.
Hey, Brandon Kinnard.
The psychology always... of different positions. Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely. Hey, sure appreciate you having us having you on, coming on with us. I know you got lots of things happening.
Yeah, you do.
High school hoops and everything. It's a really busy time of year. Keep it rocking. Love those stories you've been doing on some of the local players. Love the one on Foster Wonders. Love some of the other ones. You're doing a really nice job with our local athletes.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised that you love the Upper Peninsula story, Johnny.
I know.
I'm happy to do it. But appreciate it, guys. It's a pleasure being on with you.
Right, love Brandon. To have you on again, Brandon. Thank you so much.
Take care, buddy. Take care, guys.
Brandon Kinnard, Sports Director, NBC 26. We'll be back to wrap up a very cool...
That was fun.
...fun Tuesday.
Yeah.
Right after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
It seems like the cost of everything is going up, so it's nice to save a little dough when you can, especially for something you love to eat every day. Before I go grocery shopping, I print out a coupon for a dollar off any Country Hearth, Village Hearth, or Artisan Hearth bread product. My favorite is Dakota Style 12 grain. My wife's breakfast go-to is a toasted Village Hearth English muffin. We can save a buck on each. Go to countryhearthbreads.com/coupons and print one or two out before your next shopping trip. And don't forget, Country Hearth, Village Hearth, and Artisan Hearth bread products are baked locally and delivered fresh daily.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hey, welcome back. Mine with the Mayor here on Tuesday morning. Wrap it up. Fun show today, boy. All the different people we had on. Amy Joe and Todd Kowalczyk and Brandon Kennard and
Chris
from the homeless shelter. Hey, got to talk about one big thing taking place tonight, though. One of our great friends. Oof. Todd, tell us about our great friend, what he's doing tonight.
Who am I talking about?
Dr. Chan.
What, is he on Jeopardy tonight? Or what?
Yeah, or something like that, right?
Rock, have you been under? I mean, this guy, this is unbelievable.
And it really, truly is.
As much as he's so humble.
You know, I watched Jeopardy last night. I thought, if he was on here, he would dumb
smoke him.
He would beat him so bad, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, he is such a nice guy. He's been on our show a couple times and ran into him locally. I think this is life changing. I think he's so humble. He's like, well, yeah, I like jazz. I like philosophy, but I don't know. Is somebody going to say, look, you know how you get some guy that was maybe a chief justice or something to come and teach at your school?
Yeah.
I mean, like, is and you know, he's like, seems to like small private schools, which, you know, the Ivy League.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're not small, but they're private. So, I don't know. I hope he sticks around. But he is just a super person and so.
So humble and so whatever. You'd never know that he was this biggest name going in TV really right now. I mean, it's a worldwide story.
What I'm saying.
Him being on tonight. I mean, it's gonna be fun to watch in the Tournament of Champions.
Teaches philosophy at St. Norbert for, well, I don't know what he gets paid, and I don't think he cares either. But I don't know. And he's a young guy. I don't know. How old is he?
I don't know.
He's 40.
I don't know. I'd have to guess. Yeah, I don't know.
But anyway, yeah, I'm happy for him, and I think he wins tonight, which I think he could. You know, he's like you said, a ton of people watch Jeopardy, and that is just an old people and middle-aged people, and I just think he's got a whole new life coming, and I'm really happy for him. I love the guy.
Me too. Awesome. I'm pulling for him. I can't believe I'm glued to that TV tonight at 6 o'clock. But you know, another thing, though, too, is I think it shows sometimes, and we've talked about this, and I watch that show a lot. Some of those people you just don't want to pull for them.
Right.
Like I even mentioned it to him. I said, that one arrogant guy.
Right.
But you know what I meant? But it's like some of them you don't, and you stop watching because of that.
Right.
And with him, he is so, you're pulling for him. Mm-hmm. Even if he wasn't one of us, you'd still be pulling for him.
And the producers do take that into account when they bring people on. Like, will America get behind this person, right?
Did you ever watch that show, that movie, Quiz Show?
Yes.
Where there was somebody on that was really popular, and they were feeding him the answers. Yeah. Because, that was big back in those days. I mean, that does play a part in it where, like I said, when that one guy kept winning, I stopped watching.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think they are super, super happy with him winning.
And he speaks on, he was on Pete Schwab's show last night. Did you guys listen to that?
I did not.
I caught some of it.
All right. And what, you really, as a parent, you want your kids to, you know, respect and, boy, does he honor his parents, huh? Oh my God, the stories he told about that.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
He is.
I would love to hear.
He's a good, I wouldn't say he's a good kid, but his dad has died. But and Pete said that Dr. Chen was talking about his respect he has for his father, Pete says, I haven't really cried on this show yet, but that's as close as I'm going to come because it was unbelievable.
Wow.
So, just a great guy. And that's why I'm rooting for him. I also think I'd put money on him too because I think he's going to win. He's a smart dude.
Do they do that in Vegas?
did you put money on him? I thought you just said I put money on him.
Yeah, I know.
I said
because it was taped. I'm sure Vegas wouldn't take that in case it
they
snuck out
it.
Somehow.
No, I tried. Yeah. They don't.
But I wonder if they do. No, they probably don't because they're all taped. So they can't. Yeah. By the way, Todd, when are we starting? Are you smarter than a former mayor?
So that's coming up on Friday.
Friday.
So we have to have our questions, and then we'll get a listener on.
Yep. Don't bet on that.
But, and we've got a great prize package set aside for the winner on that if they beat the former mayor.
And then are we starting up Win Mino's Money?
We got to do that, too. So we got to talk about that.
Next, let's get that going, too.
All right.
This will be fun. So and to our listeners, if you want to be on our show or if you know someone that would, you know, be interested.
Be a good guest. Let us know.
Right, because Todd will reach out to them. And I know I've seen the lineup. We have some pretty cool people coming up. And I think it's good. I think people listen to it. And they
well, I just think today we had the nicest variety. I mean,
oh, yeah, today was great.
I mean,
today
John Kramer coming in, talking a little about the Army career and, of course, what he does now in the multimedia world out there and talking about the Jimmy Buffett tribute basically coming to town for the homeless shelter and all the things going on right now is a hot spot for real estate. And then Todd Kowalczyk at Toledo. And then Brandon. Yes.
When are we doing yoga?
Soon.
Yeah, we're too busy.
We got a lot on our plate.
It's kind of ironic.
Didn't you see we had to do it today?
Yeah. How are we going to squeeze that?
Small business spotlight tomorrow is Kat Kelly from Bay Area Yoga Center. So she's
going to
be in.
So that's basically like doing yoga.
It's almost the same. Get her on the phone.
Yeah.
And then next week we're in Oshkosh.
We got to use them, though, for some time. Because, I mean, Dr. Kristen gave us those. We got to use them one time. One time.
Bring my pillow.
Yes, do it.
Yeah. We do have yoga mats here, but they're still in there.
I know.
They're not unwrapped.
We're going to work on that. I've wanted to, and you've always been the one to say no.
Totally.
You've always been like, oh, my pants are too tight.
Listen, Jim, you would love child's pose.
I have done yoga. I was telling Johnny that. My kids have done yoga. Totally. When I you weren't listening. When I go visit my kids, I want to live their life. I don't want to be like when my dad would come to visit, we'd have to bring Two Rivers to him, whether we in L.A. or...
What movie was this? I don't want to live your life. Varsity Blues.
Okay.
Remember the quarterback? His dad was like, you got to get from, I don't want to live your life, Dad. Go ahead.
Well, I want to pick up on what Amanda was saying. So I was down with my daughter visiting her in Nashville, and she does yoga on this rooftop, and I went, and it was child's pose, and it was
what is child's pose?
Show us, Jim.
Yeah, give us
it
look like.
You gotta,
oh, go ahead.
Google it.
Come on,
look at the time.
Basically, fetal position.
No, we got time.
No,
we got time.
On your side or on your back?
Yeah,
on your like
on your knees.
Right here on the desk. Right here, climb up on the desk.
Come on, Jim. Let's see it.
Come on, people want to see
pull
it.
A muscle.
Quick pull. You want to see Jim?
Yeah, it's too late.
Do the children's pose.
Start the music.
On our desk.
Start the music.
Quick pull.
Start the music.
Yeah, all right.
But. I've done yoga a couple times, you guys.
Do you know what? We could have talked to Todd Kowalczyk about that. He is huge into yoga.
Yeah.
Huge into yoga.
Yeah.
We could have talked about that. He said it's changed his life physically, mentally, everything. He's lost a lot of weight. He says yoga is phenomenal.
And we had him on for a half hour. He never brought it up.
I know,
sure?
Right? That's a good point.
Be easier than doing lunges, I would think, Jim, right?
God. Or pushing the sled.
We'll get Spencer on, see if he can start get you yoga or something like that.
Maybe. I don't know. This what I'm doing now ain't working, but anyway. We'll
No. You're turning into a Greek god. You hear me? I still want you to get a hold of the pirate or the guy to make you look like Jack Sparrow.
I want to get a hold of that guy. Yeah.
Get a hold of him.
I don't know about the pirate, but we'll do something.
All right. Well, it's been a great show.
It's
really
a lot
fun,
of fun
show. Thank you, everybody, for taking part. And I got another nice lineup tomorrow.
Great.
Go enjoy this beautiful day.
70 degrees.
Gorgeous yourself. They're 47 already in Oshkosh, 43 in Green Bay, 41 in Appleton. Beautiful Tuesday. Get it out and enjoy it, folks. Thank you all so very much for being here. Back in tomorrow morning. Mino the Mayor. See ya.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball, Tuesday noon to 2, Jay Rothman closes UW Waukesha. We'll continue to follow it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightlife.
Inside with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.